Let's get this party started.
Oh, I love to party. I'm having a
party. More of a party atmosphere. A
party for two. Oh, we're having a big party.
And joining me today, political columnist for the Toronto Sun, Brian Lilly. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
You've got a column, Metrolinx, Ford's office, delay release of key Crosslinx info. What should we be getting that we're not?
An idea of how badly messed up the rails are. If you remember, it was the end of April, I think April 26, I first reported that one of the delays on the Crosslinx. And remember, at that point, the government was being very tight-lipped, and I reported that the rails were installed improperly. Well, the next morning, Phil Verster, the CEO of Metrolinx, was at a news conference with Transportation Minister Carol Mulroney, and he confirmed that. He said, yes, they're too close in certain areas, and that can lead to derailment, which I've heard is bad for trains. I hear, you want to avoid derailing a train. So I submitted a freedom of information requests and said, okay, well, how badly messed up is it? We'd like to see the memos, the emails, the documents on this issue between January 1st, 2021, when the tracks were installed sometime in 2021, between then and April 28th, the day that we submitted. And the response was, sure, you can have documents, but it's going to cost you $8,655 to get them because we have to pay 51 workers to go through 30,420 pages that we've identified so far and determine what can be released and what can't. So that one, that's an outrageous fee. But two, it shows you how messed up things really are. If there are 30,000 pages of documents discussing the fact that the tracks were improperly laid.
Okay, like maybe this is an unfair, blunt sort of question. Do they actually have 30,420 pages that apply to this and need 51 staff to go through them, or are they lying to you?
That I couldn't tell you. I honestly couldn't tell you. Here's my guess on what some of the pages are. We made sure to say we're not interested in media monitoring, so we don't want, because I've had this, especially with Metrolinx in the past, we ask about an issue and what their response to it is, and there's no communication between Metrolinx staff or Metrolinx staff and the government. It's just them passing around media stories from our various websites on how badly they're doing, but them never discussing it. So, they must be discussing it using smoke signals or something. So we said, we don't want any media monitoring. And they came back with that number. So, it might just be one page is somebody saying, oh, this is bad. Have you seen this? And the next page, oh, yeah, that's really bad. We don't know what it is, but it's clear that they don't want information out there. They've been far too tight-lipped on this for a long time. There are problems. I get that it's a fight with the company building it, but the public does deserve to know more than they do.
You know what I find interesting? That they were able to tell you that it's specifically 30,420 pages of records, and it would take 51 staff to sort through them, but they can't put rails together at the right distance.
They told me how many staff to go through them, the hourly rate for the search, the hourly rate for the sorting and determining. So, yeah, it's all problematic. But the rails being put in the wrong way, look, in certain parts, we're told it's just off by millimeters and they can grind that down and fix it. Part of why I submitted this was to find out, Verster said, we've been asking CTS, the company building this, we've been asking them since 2021 to fix this, and they're only starting to do it now. Well, I wanted to see more of that back and forth. I wanted to see what's going on. This is a public project. The public has a right to know.
Yeah. Scott Reed was talking about this on Moore in the Morning this morning on News Talk 1010 in Toronto.
When is anything going to happen? They are cutting the lawn and the medians on this thing because the grass is growing, but nothing is running on it. We are all desperately locked in a dark room with no door handles. Okay. We don't know what's going on. We don't know when it's going to get fixed. We don't know if it's ever going to run. We don't know how much it's going to cost us. It is insane. When Batman wants to fix a problem or get answers, he takes somebody up to the top of the water tower and threatens to throw them off. I know we're not supposed to ever recommend violence. I'm almost at that point, okay? We need to Batman this thing. It is an unbelievable, unmitigated disaster.
All right.
That's quite the colorful description.
Okay.
Scott.
Okay. But let's do this. Okay. Let's say, figuratively speaking, we need somebody held off the water tower or the CN tower or something because this is unacceptable. Now, who do you, as the reporter who's been uncovering some of this and trying to uncover more, Brian Lilly, do we blame Metrolinx or do we blame the government, which I think is ultimately responsible? And I like Doug Ford, but it's Doug Ford and it's Carolyn Mulroney.
Yeah, and I've written that in columns that, you know, they have to answer for this or wear it. And look, you can say it's the company, CTS, the company that was contracted, and you can point to all the problems in the past, but the Ford government's been in power for 4 years now. Carolyn Mulroney has been the transportation minister for 4 years now. Joe Verster has been there since 2017. If there's this many problems and he's been in charge, why are we looking at giving him a raise to more than $1 million a year instead of asking him for his resignation? Somebody has to be held to account.
He doesn't have to resign until he has at least been hung off of the water tower.
Well, somebody has to be held to account, and nobody is being held to account. And that's the problem here. And if you think this is just a Toronto problem and you're listening from outside the city, well, you know, this is the same crew that's going to build or is building the Finch line in Toronto, the Hurontario line, the Hamilton LRT. They're doing GO Train expansion across the region. These guys are in charge of an awful lot, and this was a major project that should have opened in 2020, won't open until next year at this point.
All right, another article that you have out, Trudeau government can't get their story straight on China meddling. How do you back up that headline?
So the first one was freedom of information to the provincial government. This one's access to information at the federal government, which is what they call it. And, you know, this discussion about the Michael Chong memo that was circulated in government showing that China was targeting him and his family. I've been asking for that since the Globe and Mail first reported about it at the beginning of May. And specifically what I've been asking for is the tracking documents, because those would tell us who saw the memo. That type of memo, it doesn't just show up in your inbox and nobody looks to see if you got it. There are tracking documents with this. There are ways that they know who received it. And I've been asking for that. I've been getting no answers. Submitted an access to information request. And then just before I got it, last Thursday, the Prime Minister's National Security and Intelligence Advisor, Jody Thomas, is before a committee saying, well, we were able to forensically figure out who had it by looking at the tracking records, essentially. And in Conservative MP Michael Cooper said, oh, can you provide those records to us? How you did that? Yes, she said. She would provide that to the committee. The next day, I get responses from public safety and the Privy Council office saying, we did a thorough search for your request on these things and no records exist. So are the departments telling the truth? Is Jody Thomas telling the truth? It can't be both.
Well, and I guess what they're worried about is that if they give you some information, you might figure out which one it is. One of the reasons that the government has made itself so huge, and I think Lori Goldstein was commenting on this recently, if it's this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, therefore no one person we can blame. So, you know, we can't put any accountability on anybody because it's just a great big circle of jerks.
Well, you know, the reason that I didn't ask for the actual Chong memo is because it's secret, and I do not have clearance, and the government would not release that. But these tracking records are not top secret. You can get them for all kinds of documents, and I have in the past. So I said, okay, show us. You're claiming nobody saw this. Show us the tracking records. Let us know who got this so that we can hold somebody to account. And they don't want to admit who got it, although Jody Thomas did say last week she had been at National Defense at the time. It was sent to her, but because she was away, it was destroyed. It went to the Deputy Minister of Public Safety, one of the departments that says they have no records of it. So somebody's not telling the truth here, and everybody seems to be making things muddier so that nobody's held to account.
This is why politicians don't like the media, generally speaking, because at least what you do know, we've ferreted out. Brian Lilly, thanks very much.
Thank you.